LMC. You're listening to the LMC Radio Network, broadcasting out of Forestville, California, on the World Wide Web at LuckyMojo.com.
All right, here we go, everyone. It's that time again. Let's build that energy. Hit the music. Welcome to Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places, exploring the magical world around us, only on the LMC Radio Network. There are so many fantastic, exciting, and curious things that make up this world we share. Come join us as we explore the spiritual, magical, and wondrous phenomena that enrich our souls and bring color to our days. I am your announcer, Reverend James of FolkConjure.com, located in Western North Carolina. This week we welcome our special guest, Papa G of Aroma G's Botanica and FolkMagicStudio.com in Nashville, Tennessee, bringing us today's topic, social media and the modern witch. In just a moment, we'll be joined by our host, Reverend Art of FolkConjure.com in North Carolina, and our guest, Papa G. Make sure you're logged in to Blog Talk Radio to join in the discussion via the chat. Now let's catch up with our host. Reverend Art, take it away.
Thank you, Reverend James, for that rousing intro, as always. And it is Monday yet again. Time once again to get your fingers out and start messaging and responding to the Magic Mondays post on Voodoo Psychics. Make sure you get out there and get your chance to win a free 15-minute reading from your favorite hoodoo psychic. Lots of fantastic folks out there looking to help. So, you know, not a lot else going on at the moment, you know, Reverend James. I'm going to turn this back over to you for a moment. What's new in your neck of the woods?
Well, not a whole lot other than rainy weather. Just trying to stay dry at the moment and keep power on. So hopefully we don't have any issues with today's episode. We do have some storms rolling in. Other than that, I'm just, you know, continuing to work on different aspects of our website and update, you know, new products, new images at folkfaithministries.com and folkcontra.com, trying to add new features and things.
You know, it's really cool. You know, we're always growing, always building, and looking to bring, you know, some unique products to the market. Really looking forward
to
what
Papa G has added a new thing to his website, which I'm sure he'll tell us all about whenever we bring him in.
This is very true. And, you know, without further ado, let's bring on our guest for today, Papa G of Aroma G's Botanica and the Folk Magic Studio in Nashville, Tennessee. One of our good friends and just an all-around good guy. How you doing, Papa G?
Pretty good, pretty good. I was just on the Lucky Mojo radio show yesterday, so I don't know where I'm supposed to appear tomorrow, but here I am.
So I was joking.
You're very popular, Papa G.
I was just joking in the chat. It seems like we just did this yesterday.
Because we did.
Very true. You know, I know you have a lot going on, and it's been a few since the last time you joined us. Why don't you update everybody on all of the changes? There's some really exciting and fantastic things that you're doing up there in Nashville. You know, I'm waiting with bated breath to see it unroll.
We're putting some heavy emphasis on transforming the website, where all of the product pages become basically a blog post, if you will, an article, a comprehensive article, not just about the product, like here's some information about the product, buy it. It's almost like a comprehensive list showing you what to do with this, what its history is, different ways you can use whatever product we're talking about, and we're including a free spell on how to use these products. So it's becoming like a learning hub. We're calling it an online book of shadows. And then we've added a page to aromagees.com that says updates. And you can go there daily to see which new page has been updated or lengthened.
Very cool, very cool. I'm sure this is no small undertaking that you're doing here. And, I mean, you already have a very robust site as it is with, you know,
3,500, so many. Yeah, 3,500 products and additional 500 pages. So Rory calculated it would take about 4 years to complete. And that's not including adding new stuff.
But it's a labor of love, and you know, you can definitely see the passion, the professionalism, and really that all around, you know, focus and emphasis on the quality of what it is that you're trying to provide to everyone. I really, you know, hats off to you. It's
but
phenomenal.
You know, we're also doing something that is the complete opposite of that. While we talk about all the things to do to the web, and whether it be videos or articles or whatever, we decided not to focus on that all the time. We were having a discussion about COVID, about how everyone has become so in their office seat, where it's just about the web, the web, the web, the web. And we're going to, you know, we're going to keep all these new projects, but we're not going to spend all day on them. We're going to go back to our roots and get back into the store more for classes, for mini classes, for actually waiting on customers, because COVID has changed the way a lot of people do things. Not everything is about being on the computer, despite what we're going to talk about today.
You know, that it's very true what you're saying, and I know I've said it before when you joined us previously, but really Aroma G's it's not just a store. It truly is an experience. The staff is phenomenal and very well positioned, very well knowledged on the products throughout the store. The layout is, you know, it's a very inviting atmosphere. And really just to see that the evolution as this continues to grow. Personally, I mean, as a friend and customer, I'm really excited to see where you take things next. It's there's a level of creativity and just love for what you do. It's not something that you see very often, and you've definitely developed a gem there in Nashville. So if anybody listening today or listening in the future is traveling through Nashville, Tennessee, definitely check out Papa
G's. We had an amazing compliment the other day. Someone who was, it was on Total Random. It wasn't even on our page. Someone said, "Where do I go buy something?" It was in a neighboring town. And someone said, "You have to go to Aroma G's if you've never been. They're as good as Phoenix and Dragon in Atlanta." And we're like, "Whoa, that's an amazing compliment."
Very nice.
Because they are the only reason we cannot say we are the largest one in the South. Because they are the largest one in the South. We are the largest artisan-based one in the South, where we make most of the things we do. So, but yeah, we're going to try to get back in the store, teach classes, wait on customers. I have actually become going back to your roots, I have become the soap maker again. Which is where I started 24 years ago. I started as a soap company. So, but the soap maker quit. It's hard to find someone that does that. So I'm the soap maker again.
Well, you know, you have the opportunity to reinfuse and revamp that aspect of the business all over, and bring it to a whole new level, like you do with everything else. And I know you're also working on the upcoming Tennessee Folk Magic Festival. I do want to, I'd like to talk about that with you for a few minutes if we could.
Is it right here? I'm supposed to ask you, do you have your topic ready? you are one of the teachers.
We'll talk, but yeah, and Reverend James, you don't.
We were just.
I heard the chuckle. No, you having attended last year for that was the first one post pandemic, correct?
Yes, because we had to do it. It would have been the 7th annual, but it was actually the 5th because COVID screwed it up. So,
yeah. But you know, it was an amazing event that you and your team put together between what you and Reverend Roy have built and the way the team executed. Absolutely flawless, wonderful classes, you know, filled to capacity. Standing room only is not an understatement when it comes to these sessions, but just an overall fantastic weekend event, and this year you're expanding it
to the first time to Saturday, half day Saturday and all day Sunday. Usually it's all day Sunday.
So
yeah, on Saturday it begins at 2:00, and I think there will be 3 classes that day, and then there'll be 6 classes on Sunday. I believe mine and Reverend Roy's classes will be on Saturday.
And to top it all off, these classes are free to the public.
Yes, everything's free.
This is Aroma Cheese Gives Back.
Except the products in the store.
You know, and there really is a great lineup from what I've already seen as far as teachers go. And I'm not just saying that because you were kind enough to invite both Reverend James and I to be presenters this year. But Nikki Jean, yourself, Reverend Roy, and we'll also be joined by our friend from AIR, Heidi Holton. She's been here on the show with us previously. Lives about 15
also will
minutes
be,
away from us.
Kendall Lackey, who's been around here for many years in Nashville. We'll be teaching her Babylonian class, which is, I believe, it has relations to sex magic.
So it'll be Tennessee Folk Magic Festival after dark, at least for one
right.
session.
And it's not just it's not just hoodoo. It is all forms of folk magic. Someone might teach a class on hauntings in Kentucky or Tennessee, or witchcraft, or it just, as long as it falls under folklore and folk magic, that's the criteria.
And
JDS Wings of the Festival, September 9th and 10th.
Yeah, JD, you should come down and join us for the weekend. It's a Saturday and Sunday, September 9th and 10th. So that's not Labor Day weekend, correct? That's the weekend after.
No. Right.
Excellent, excellent. So anything else that you would like to share?
What's going on with that or anything? Let's see.
With anything Papa G in the world of Papa G.
We're now starting to focus more on our personal practices more, a little bit. We've done a lot of services that are very, we'll say, quick-centric, where they're smaller services, and we're sort of getting away from that and focusing on our 7 days and our... Because we have found there's too much on our plates. We can't run the store, two private practices, and, we're lighting candle services for people daily, 20 to 30 of them a day. So we're going to focus more on the larger things, the 7 days, the larger spells, and sort of fizzle out the little ones. Because they take a lot of time and a lot of... You have to watch everything. It's burning.
Right. It could be a hot time in the old town if you don't watch out.
And we're having our chapel remodeled. They're finally coming back day after tomorrow to finish it up.
Very nice.
Reverend Roy's working on getting his church going. So we have lots of things going on.
Lots of irons in the fire, so to speak. And apparently the Echo device decided to jump in.
JD says, I love Nashville too. Hot chicken sandwiches. You know, JD, we were talking about hot chicken in Nashville has always been a very local thing. A thing down on like Jefferson Street. There were some very smaller establishments that did that, and we never knew it. And it's not until someone had a big publicity thing that all of a sudden Nashville is known for hot chicken. I'm like, since when? I've lived here 33 years. I've not heard about this. Except for maybe the past 2 years.
Well, maybe we'll have to grab some hot chicken while we're next in town.
Not for me.
Well, I really do want to make sure that we can dig into our topic for today. I think we can take a small break here and get some announcements from our illustrious Reverend James. And we'll be right back with Social Media for the Modern Witch with Papa G.
LMC Radio Network is a media alliance whose excellent shows include the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour with Catherine Ironwood and Conjurement Sundays 3 to 4:30, Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places with Reverend Art and Reverend James Mondays 4 to 5:30, the Crystal Silence League Hour with John St. Germain Tuesdays 5 to 6, The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron with Elvira Love and Phoenix LaFay Thursdays 1 to 2, and Blue Flag Root Radio with Lady Muse Fridays 7 to 8, all times Pacific, at 3 hours for Eastern. All of our shows are available in archives at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com, where you will see them listed by title and episode and with clickable links. Sponsored by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and online at luckymojo.com.
Support for this program is provided by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and located online at luckymojo.com, and by the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers, AIR, a directory of ethical and authentic conjure practitioners located online at readersandrootworkers.org, and by Hoodoo Psychics, the first psychic line run entirely by Hoodoo practitioners. Receive a reading with a trusted root worker instantly. Call 1-888-4-HOODOO or visit hoodoopsychics.com. And by the Crystal Silence League, a free online prayer service of the Association of Independent Spiritual Churches, located online at crystalsilenceleague.org. Thank you to all of our sponsors. Back to you, Reverend Art.
Thank you once again, Reverend James. And I'm really excited tonight to be continuing this series, started by Reverend Roy several weeks ago, with developing the pulse of your spiritual business. You know, there aren't a lot of places you can go, not a lot of books you can find that are specifically attuned to, you know, building that spiritual business, growing the metaphysical businesses around. And while a lot of, I guess you can say, you know, your standard books and pamphlets and what have you, you know, can be somewhat adaptable, We definitely have different obstacles that we face in trying to build our business. So in Papa G, when you suggested the topic for tonight, I think this is a very timely and needed discussion in for everybody that has an interest in building their business, growing their business, starting a practice, whether they're a private, you know, a practitioner individually. So I'm going to turn it over to you, and I will let you lead us through.
Well, a lot of this deals with not just, you know, you can deal with any business, but if we're talking about psychics, root workers, a lot of people want to romanticize about having, you know, this aged cabin in the swamp where you're just whittling on the porch waiting for somebody to come up and trade you a stack of potatoes for a reading. But that's not the world we live in. But, yeah, it sounds
romantic.
That doesn't
happen to you?
Yeah, well, only on rare occasion.
Only on Tuesdays.
The thing is, and we have learned this in the store as well, that let me talk about this in a retail environment, then I'll go back to being a private practice. As we have learned through a lot of research, retail stores are no longer retail stores. They are theater. People come in to be entertained. People come in for a vibe. People come in to be shown something, an experience, not just, hey, here's a bunch of stuff, buy it. So, and COVID also contributed to that. People's attention spans are much shorter these days. So if you're trying to build a private practice or you're a psychic reader or whatever, it's like, you have to have some sort of presence. We'll start with a building block. First of all, of course, business cards. You've got to have a website. And I always tell people a website with your face on it, because there's so many faceless scammers out there. And I think we've talked about this in another radio show where they don't know who they're talking to, but you have to go to beyond that these days. You have to be on Instagram. You have to be on Facebook, sometimes LinkedIn, TikTok, in other words, you have to toot your own horn, because these days there is more competition than ever. And some people will say, well, it shouldn't be competition, it's spiritual. Well, you can't. No one's going to find you unless you tell them you exist. You have to raise above all the noise and become the one they want to listen to or the one they want to hear. And a lot of times with today's social media, it's very important to show your face. Research shows posts, whether it be Instagram, Facebook, whatever, have six to eight times the reach if it has someone's face in it. If you're just posting pretty pictures of tarot cards and candles, you know, that gets a little old after a while. They want to know who's behind this.
Gets lost in the noise.
Right. So, you know, that leads you to another part of it. Part of it is also you've got to be groomed. That means you have to actually maintain, you know, your look and your appearance and or at least embrace whatever your look and appearance is and go for it. You know what I mean?
You know, kind of from a brand, like a brand building sort of a thing. That does work in some cases.
Well, it's like I'm wearing jeans and T-shirts all the time, and that's what you're going to expect from me. But,
well,
but you know, I don't go in looking like a hobo, though, you know.
True. You know, primarily I'm very much in the same. I'm very relaxed in my presentation, but very driven, very focused.
But these are also huge
items that you're sharing.
Yeah, you have to post also every day, preferably 3 to 4 times a day. Most of the people in the industry will tell you 3 to 4 times a day is being lazy. That 20 times a day is better. Now, I don't have time for that. But it's not just going on social media saying, hey, I do this. It's sharing information with people. It can't be just buy my stuff. It has to be, I sell this because I have a passion for it. And here's a lot of information about it and the history behind it and why you need it or why you may need it in the future. If you're not an expert, become an expert on something. Most of us are an expert in something, and we just don't realize it.
It's kind of one of those things too that I think, and maybe you can speak to this point, that I feel I've come to believe that a lot of people are afraid to kind of wade into that social media realm. Is they almost feel like they have to be a master of all things before they can.
Yeah, you know, sometimes the best pictures that get on the Roma G's, the best response, are ones that are just snapped of an employee filling a bag of herbs. They're like, oh, there's a real person doing this. And, of course, a lot of people shy away from that. And you have to get over that phobia of, oh, God, what will they think of me if I go live? Well, most of the people who, and you have to not listen to comments. You have to filter out comments. You will get comments from lots of people. And you have to get over that and just filter it out. It's like, I don't see, you know, just in your head, you have to have the attitude, I don't see you putting out a video, so thanks for the feedback.
You know, there really is something to be said in wading into the social media realm of having somewhat of a, you know, be prepared and definitely have somewhat of a thicker skin. Because we live in the day and age of keyboard warriors who, you know, hide behind the anonymity of the internet and, you know, that can be very daunting, but don't let it slow your roll when it comes to really putting your brand out there. You know,
and don't ruin your brand by responding to all of those.
Very true. I know I've seen a few times where Papa G has tastefully but effectively retorted in a few situations. But you know, it's not every battle is a battle worth fighting. And really having that thick skin and being able to take the higher ground is one of the, I guess you can say, one of like the bedrock sort of foundational things about building your online presence, especially in the spiritual world. There are go ahead.
There's one recently. I couldn't resist. I had to respond. I had put out a quick, it was one of our mini classes that was videotaped in the store. It was like a mini 101 introduction to the Lenormand cards, where I went through all the cards very quickly, all 36 of them in 10 minutes. This is the 101 of what Lenormand cards mean. This means this, 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 this. Of course, you know, you get comments. One guy is like, that's not what that means. This, don't listen to this joker. This is, Lenormand is much more finessed than this. How can you put this out? And I'm like, if you will please read the title, it says a quick 101 primer. Of course, then he's mouthing off again. And, you know, I thought, well, okay, who is this? And I go and look. And I just very politely said, you know, if I see that you have two videos and 9 subscribers, whenever you make your Lenormand video, please let us know, and we'll be happy to link to it. Meaning back to what you said, everyone's got something to say behind the keyboard. Dude, you've got 2 videos and 9 subscribers. I don't think anybody's listening to you. But by all means, tell me what I'm doing wrong.
You know, and there does, and it's kind of funny because this ties back a little bit to Reverend Roy's discussion on the developing the pulse of your spiritual business is wading into the realm of social media. You kind of, if you feel that you're, you know, kind of stuck with that imposter syndrome feeling, you definitely need to kind of break away from that as you step out onto that world stage. And it really and truly is a world stage at this point. It's not, while you may have your local following, you're going to reach individuals worldwide.
Right.
I mean, even here in the chat today, we are international. So, you know, you have to prepare for that. You have to prepare to really not be brought down by the trolls.
You also have to prepare to be able to look like a fool and be happy with that.
Very true.
I mean, that is, especially when you go live, we're live here now. I mean, any of us can mispronounce a word 3 times in a row, and you can't let that fumble you. I mean, you know, whatever. We're human, move on.
Nope,
move on.
I do that often. I just laugh and keep going.
I, Patricia, said that's what scares me. Yeah, it's just, yeah. Sometimes when I do that, I just make fun of myself in the moment. I'm like, what the hell was that? What does that mean? Let's start this sentence over. I tell people all the time, like when we're talking to new people about going on, like on the Lucky Mojo radio show, it's not so much anymore, but for the first couple of years, it's like I would be a total wreck all day long about going on the radio show. What if, you know, what if I freeze? What if I can't remember that? the answer to, what if I can't recall this, any information that's pertaining to the topic or anything? It, you know, it would just freak me out. So I did find that when I stopped listening to them, I was fine. A couple years in, I don't go back and listen to them.
No, you actually are touching on yet another extremely important point. With, you know, having that level of humility and that level of just being humble enough to know that these moments are going to come. They're probably going to come at the most inopportune moment, the most inopportune time, and you just roll with it. It happens to all of us at some point in time. You know, it's
there are so many people that, whether it be through video or what, mainly video, where I've seen that are just petrified to get up in front of the camera and just make a video. And then you watch it, like, what are you, crazy? You were great at that. So it is an internal fear most of the time of what people will think of you, that you have to get over it in order to put yourself out there.
And don't be afraid to fail.
Many big YouTubers will tell you, they'll make videos saying, do you think I always talk like this? Do you think I was always rolled into this subject and onto the next one? And they'll show a clip of like their first couple of videos they made, and they're terrible. They're terrible. it's like, yeah, they're nervous. Obviously, some of them, they couldn't find a brush that day or comb. And now they're all groomed with great lighting and just rolling out that script from their right straight from their head. Phyllis says, if you mispronounce words, it just means you read a lot. Yeah, we got two. Yeah, there's too many words in your head, so you don't know which one to go to. That's it.
That's actually something that happens to me quite frequently. And here with Folk Conjure and Folk Faith Ministries, fairly soon, we are now going to start doing live videos and live presentations. And I have a feeling...
with the software I told you about?
Well, that is coming, actually. There's a lot of growth that we're going to be seeing from a social media aspect for Mystics, Mages, Magical Places as well. A lot more events and larger sort of projects coming up. But, you know, once upon a time, I was petrified to get up in front of any size crowd. It didn't matter if it was, you know, just a handful of people doing a group project or like an amphitheater. I was petrified. And it was one of those things for me, I really had to force myself out of that shell. Most people now don't believe me when I say that I've actually gotten up on stage and I had a moment. I wonder if she actually still has this on video. It was where I was getting up to do a presentation in front of a crowd, and there was probably about 100 to 150 people. And I got up to the mic, and I opened my mouth, and I made a sound that was kind of somewhere between a balloon fart and a mouse squeak. And I stopped dead. And you know those moments where you can just feel the blood drain from your face. And I stood there for a moment, and then I lost it and could not stop laughing. whole crowd laughed with me. We moved on. It turned out to be a wonderful discussion, very interactive, very engaging, very engaged group. But these things happen. And
you know, yeah, keep going.
You have to roll with it. Make it a part of the show. Make it a part of the brand. Make it a part of your personality. Accept it. Go with it. Laugh at yourself. And no one can knock you off your stool.
You know, I've mentioned before that, of course, being on the theater and stage is not new to me because for 6 years I've talked about I was a professional drag queen. Back then we said female impersonator. That was in the 90s. But, yeah, now it's okay to say drag queen all the time. So, but there was one time I was in a pageant. I used to do a lot of pageants where you had, you know, you had interview and you had talent. You had evening gown competition and all this stuff. I was at one club that's not there anymore. It was called the Cabaret. And it was a pretty large stage. The upper stage had three steps going down. Then there was a larger dance floor. And their spotlight was so bright. And the judges' table was at the end. So I go down, because it's evening gown. You're supposed to show up. Hey, is your zipper broken? Is this any flaws, blah, blah, blah. And, yes, I fell off the end of the stage. Because I couldn't see anything. The spotlight was so bright, and I was wearing contacts. But what did I do? I got right back up and laughed. And I actually won evening gown competition in that.
Very nice.
But,
very,
you know,
nice.
You can't run off the stage. It's like, what are you going to do? It's like, okay, yeah, I fall. Well, it wasn't like down into an orchestra pit or anything. It was probably about 12 inches down. But, yeah, I fell off the end of the stage in evening gown competition.
I can kind of picture this. The image in my head is probably.
I think I got back up, laughed a little bit, gave a funny face and a bit of a curtsy, and then went on back to modeling the gown. So.
And that's the show.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it,
so you can't in social media, you can't be afraid to fall off the stage. You can't be afraid to go out on the stage because you might fall off the stage.
You can't be afraid to squeak. That still to this day occasionally still happens to me where I don't know why I'll start to, I open my mouth to start talking and it's just, and it's the weirdest thing.
And
but,
this conversation is the heart of it's the social dynamic behind us as humans. I'll say Phyllis mm-hmm. just put in the chat, and I'm going to share something I've never shared with anyone before. She put the opposite. Singing in front of people is terrifying to me. You can do anything in my eyes. Okay, Phyllis, here's the thing. I don't know what it was. I think there was a moment in childhood where someone said, you can't sing. I am terrified to, I won't sing around anyone. I won't even sing happy birthday in a group of people. I will lip sync it with the rest of you. And the bad part is I can sing. I went to a vocal coach a couple of years ago for myself. I still haven't sung in front of anyone. And she's like, you can sing. So, but I still won't do it. There's still something in me that says you're going to be bad. Don't open your mouth.
You know, there's.
I won't even do karaoke. Karaoke, okay, that would be petrifying. I mean, like I said, I won't even sing happy birthday.
I will admit I've done karaoke, and I've won. I'm the guy that gets up there and sings things like Cher's "Turn Back Time," but
oh,
it is what it is.
Is it on video? Is it on video anywhere?
I'm sure there might be iPhone clips of it here and there, but I will not be giving out references for you to check.
James, if you're listening, send me links.
I find them.
James.
But that's the heart of it is even as I'm telling you, you can't be afraid. I have my own fears. We all do. Just pick something else you're great at and present that.
And I do want to say too, because while this may seem like a discussion that's not endemic to that building the social media aspect of a spiritual business, this is the heart of it. The human condition, those pieces of us that we share is what builds the connections that leads to those viral moments.
There are also the things you should share on social media and talk about on a radio show, that you're not perfect.
It's very true. You know, really, some of the best content that will ever be created for any social media campaign are those things with which people can connect. Connect to you, connect to the soul of your business, connect to the heart of your business, of your practice, and those things that inspire people to know, hey, you know, it's okay that I have this quirk or that quirk or this fear or that fear. And hey, I'm not alone in this.
Or that I'm not a model, or that my hair is graying, or I have, I don't know, a droopy eyelid or something, whatever. I have any of those things, but, I do have the gray hair. But whatever your thing is, who cares? You go in front of people at the grocery store, don't you? Hey.
I mean, we've all
just going
we've
in front
seen,
of a few more people.
That's true. You know, we've all seen the people of Walmart memes out there.
No, don't
but,
do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That will take you to a different brand. But one thing I do want to say that Kat and I have talked about before on a radio show was this fear or this lack, I don't know if it's fear or lack of preparation or combination, but it's somehow very psychics fall under that a lot. They won't toot their own horn. Why am I not getting any readings? Because no one knows you do readings. You don't tell anyone. There was one episode where someone, it was on the Lucky Mojo radio show, one wanted to quit her job and be a psychic. Kat's like, do you have a business card? Well, no, I did, but she's like, okay, well, do you have a website? No. The woman was a barista at the time, and she didn't have any business cards, she didn't have a website. Do you have another phone where they can call you? Well, I did, but it's broken, and I have to get another one. And Kat said, honey, right now, you're just going to have to be a barista. Because you don't have a business card, you don't have a website, you don't want to tell me when you're doing readings, but you're telling me you want to quit your job to do reading for people. Do it.
You know, we, in a lot of these cases too, a lot of people worry about, what are my friends going to think? What will my family think? And at the end of the day,
good way to weed out the wrong ones.
Very true. And I mean, at the end of the day, you are living your life for you. You are building your brand for you. You are following the passion that is in your heart, not fulfilling the dreams of others. And these are the things that come out when you are working on building this brand. Like I personally hadn't heard that discussion on
it's
the Lucky
very
Mojo
old,
Hoodoo Rootwork
it's
Hour.
It's a very old episode. It's probably about 4 or 5 years ago.
but I'm kind of going to go look for it, actually. But, you know, when you think about it, too, you know, I hear no website, no business cards, no flyers, no anything.
I think
you're
the only
working
thing that
as
wasn't
a barista.
Asked is, can you read cards?
But you're in a position working as a barista, even if it's at a corporate coffee house, where you are seeing people so on a, such a continuous basis very quickly. I mean, there's even things that you can do in situations like that to advertise without advertising. You know, wear a lapel pin that has a tarot card on it or a Ouija board planchette. If you're into earrings, you know, wear something that kind of calls out those aspects of your personality in such a, I call it such a passive aggressive sort of a way, because you know, when you're out and about that you see these things and you can say in without even having words, you can look across a room, you know, you see somebody with, say, a pentacle tattoo.
You can probably spot that across the room. Into witchcraft or Wicca.
And you know that there's kindred in the area. You know that there's more than just yourself in that. And that's also another way to work on building your following, your business, because people will
ask. This is like literal branding.
It is.
But and you know they're not a Presbyterian preacher.
Very true. But really, you know, when we get back to the social media aspect of building these businesses, everything that we've gone through so far and discussed about that interpersonal conflict that you have, or that internal personal, I should have said. See, nobody's perfect. Conflict that you're having, to not be able to take that leap. A little bit about, you know, don't be afraid of the trolls and all of these other kind of things. Yes, there is an opportunity that here on the flip side, for you to expand at a pace where you're comfortable and really kind of build that influence before you come out of the broom closet. You know, I'll actually share something that I haven't shared before. You know, I've been ordained for quite some time now, an ordained spiritualist minister. And, you know, I was raised Catholic, family's Catholic or Orthodox. Most of my friends and family have some foundation in one of the established churches of today. And I was petrified to say anything whatsoever that I was anything less of a Christian than they were. And it was, oh gosh, I can't even remember how many years ago. One day I kind of just said, you know what? To hell with this. And I went on Facebook and I posted this huge post just about, you know what? I'm owning who I am. I am Reverend Art. Love it or leave it. This is me, you know, deal with it. And it absolutely floored me, the people that were liking and commenting on this post is, you know, you're kind of, and it dawned on me that so many of us are shorting ourselves.
Right.
We don't know what support we already have in our circle, because we're afraid to show who we are. Social media can help you find that. And if your circle isn't filled with the right people, it'll weed them out. For better or worse, some may be a little bit more painful than others, not going to lie. But what's left and what develops after that is only going to continue to help you grow and feed that fire and continue to build.
And also you asked, wanting to circle back around to the social media part, there is at least a tip I can give everyone, because a lot of people will be like, I don't know Photoshop. I can't make pictures. Things like that. Canva.com, Canva, it's free. I actually did a video for, we have a psychic hotline, Aromagies does, it's psychicsandreaders.com, where people call in, you know, and get live readings. And I put out a newsletter to all of the psychics. And I had actually done a video showing them, listen, here's how you make a placard. Here's how you actually go in and put some picture, you know, put a little picture of some tarot cards, maybe a picture of your face in the corner, and how you drag the words over. It's very easy. It's super easy to do. It's free to everyone. There are paid plans which let you do more things, but you don't have to have them for this. This says online reading right now, you can put on there. And then you make a little post. You can download that picture. Looks very professional because you're using all their tools. All you have to do is point and click. And make a post about it. I'm online reading cards right now. Call me or call or go here to set an appointment or whatever. It's super simple. Anyone can do it. And I found it interesting out of the 26, I think we have 26 psychics on the line, where most of them did open the email, only 5 clicked on the link where I sat there and did an entire video. And these are actually people who work, you know, for us, telling them how to build their business with this simple tool. And only 5 clicked on the video and watched it.
There's definitely something to be said for having that passion and that work ethic. And I will admit, because for anybody that knows me, knows that Reverend Art and technology do not get along in general. And Reverend James is thankfully so far has been able to fix everything that I break. I don't have the graphic design background. I know, Papa G, you went to school for that. Well, not graphic design per se, but you have the
background. I took art for 4 years. I went to school for journalism. So, yeah, I had the writing part and then the artistic part, which back then, you know, in 1852, we didn't have digital things. So it was all on paper, you know. Over the time I had to translate. But I tell anyone, go to YouTube. If you don't know how to do something, there's tons of videos on YouTube where someone is going to tell you step by step how to do it. Just type in, how do I make a picture on Canva or whatever? And someone's going to tell you how to do it. And you can have it in one window while you're over here, and just step by step, that's all you got to do.
You know, I took Papa G's advice and started playing around with Canva. And for those of you that might have not have seen it, I was able to come up with a pretty cool, I thought, video that announced the Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places show when we did the Hoodoo Heritage Festival recap show. That was all done on Canva. And, you know, it really did. And when I watched the metric side of it, it reached almost 5 times the number of people that normally are reached. You know,
because visually, if something looks professional, people are more likely to click on it. Now, sometimes they want to see some, they, you can't do that all the time. You got to mix in the messy with the polished.
I'm good at that.
Because it makes you look real. Because you are real. So, but if you do it all the time, it begins to look corporate. So you have to, you know, mix up some.
Now, one thing I do have a question. It was actually asked as well in the chat. What kind of advice would you give, Papa G, for those who are trying to kind of have a little bit of an anonymity about themselves to kind of have, but to still be able to put themselves out there?
Some people have reasons why they cannot show their face. It could be, I don't know, it could be anything. It could be an old stalker or something. You never know. There's ways to do faceless videos. And I don't mean just putting stock images up. But you can do things with your hands. You can actually be just showing things with your hands, whether it be turning over cards or crafting an item. And you just do voiceovers. You can also do that on Canva. Create a little video and then do a voiceover. You can do, once again, here we're getting to things like, how do you do that? YouTube, go to YouTube. Someone will tell you how to do it.
Right.
But if there is a reason why you cannot show your face, there's other ways to get around it that still makes it interactive. And showing your hands doing something is one way, probably the best way. Now, some people are just not. Maybe some people aren't. They tried and tried. They may not be good at video. They may not be good at it, but maybe they're good at writing. So they should be blogging. Maybe you're, you know, if you're not a good speaker and it turns out you've tried and tried and you're still not a good public speaker, but you can write, then you should be doing a blog and putting out, you know, pictures, comments. Here, go read my blog.
I think sometimes people actually forget that blogs still exist and they're still very, very much insanely popular.
I think it's the word. It's like now we want a reinvented word for it. On aromagees.com, it doesn't say blog. It says, let's see, actually, what word did I use? I think I kept the word in there, but I wanted to make it unique too. So it is called blog library, meaning I've created a library of stuff for you to go look at. It just creates another word or something. You can use the word journal.
Very true.
You can use the word learning library. You can use the word article.
You could use the word feed, like Facebook feed. It could be the Folk Magic Studio feed. All of the information about Folk Magic Studio.
You know, I put on folkmagicstudio.com is I'm writing lots of articles that are not open to the public. I have something where a membership, it's like $8.99 a month, and you get weekly articles and exclusive spells, and I talk about things, and I write articles on essential oils and herbs and all sorts of things like that, but all the public can't do them. I still do blog posts for the public, but I also do it for members where it's like, here, this is how much I'm writing, and this is just for you. And like I just said out loud, there's another social media thing. I just said that out loud on a radio show. I have an $8.99 membership a month. Go check it out. You can't be afraid to say, I have this. Go check it out.
Very true.
On Hoodoo Psychics, there is a Facebook page. If anyone wants a reading to call for someone, not just for a reading, but someone who also has experience in hoodoo. But the thing is, there's a Facebook page, and everyone who's on there is supposed to go and make a post that says, hi, I just logged on. I'm here reading for whatever. I'm on now. Maybe you intend to be there for a long time, or I'm reading for the next 2 hours along with my colleagues, whoever's online. And call me at this number in this extension. That's all social media is just alerting people. Here I am. Here's what I'm doing. Call me. Look at me. Read me.
You know, we're coming into roughly about the last 20 minutes here for tonight. And one thing I wanted to touch on a little bit is content. The importance of content, the importance of you know, what it is that you're putting out there, and what's your stance from the content angle?
It needs to be a mixture of things, because if you put up the same type all the time, it gets stale and people will unfollow you. That's why I've told many people who have asked me about, I'm scared to do my social media. And they were putting out things like, hey, I'm reading right now. The next one is, I'm reading right now. I said, the next time you go into Starbucks, do a selfie. Holding up your cup of coffee. Say, I'm in Starbucks, heading back to the house, and I'll be reading, probably going to be online reading in about another hour. Or I just finished with. It's different. It's still connected, but it's different. And you can also mix it up between playing pictures, videos, blog posts. So it's not all the same thing all the time. And that includes the same color schemes, the same fonts on your pictures.
See, a lot of these elements tend to kind of fall by the wayside, it feels at times, that, you know, it's not something that's emphasized, I feel, and therefore you end up with kind of those stagnant sort of campaigns that after a while, you just kind of go, eh.
Yeah, I saw something today for some reason. I don't remember following this. It's a recipes page on Facebook. I don't remember following her, but okay, obviously I did. And it looks like there's actually some good recipes, but there's a little trick she does. It's like the recipe itself. It's a great picture. If, you know, go on YouTube too. Learn about better photography and lighting. You got to have good lighting. But she doesn't put the recipe until the first comment. So you have to stay on it. But the thing that got me was she put, please comment so you can keep seeing my content. And I'm like, oh, that actually made me stop and comment because I feel guilty that I wasn't. I was looking at all this great content and not commenting. So, yeah, her actually saying the words, please say something in the comments so Facebook will continue to show you my content. So I stopped and commented. But it was just that prompt. It was actually, she said it. Say something.
That's one thing that a lot of people, I think, don't take into consideration as well is those – I'm just going to say the bastard algorithms,
right,
that run behind the scenes that really do judge what we see. They will judge what content we're interacting with. They'll provide more of those items, less of other things, you know. So if you're not out there posting, and posting about yourself and sharing different things about your business, about you, your journey, what have you, and and garnering those likes and garnering those comments. And, you know, just because person A might not be commenting, they might love your stuff, they might not be commenting, they might not be liking it on everything, but because you have person B, C, D, and E that are, person A is still going to see your stuff.
Right.
So, you know, the consistency with building this online presence is a huge component as well.
And there's hashtags. We live in a time of hashtags, which are, we had a conversation in this with our social media manager the other day that hashtags are not what they used to be. A hashtag will still, like on Instagram, Facebook, will guide you to a topic. It puts you in a category. It's like you click on a hashtag, it's like, show me all the things about this thing. So if people want to do that on their social media, they have to remember to, for it to be very, specificity is the most important thing. Let's say you're doing an article on, I don't know, let's say Rose of Jericho or something like that.
Okay.
You know, you put like hashtag Rose of Jericho, hashtag herbalism, stuff like that. But you don't put hashtag look at what I've got. No one's looking for that.
Right.
It has to be very specific to what you're talking about for you to get any traction or any love on the internet.
And the more that you put, the more hashtags you put in there, the less likely the algorithm is going to look at it because it's going to say,
correct,
this is too broad.
Right. So we've talked about using 5 or 6. And that's it. On YouTube, I only use 3 because that's what they suggest. So I have to be very careful. It's like, well, okay, I only got 3. So what am I talking about? Who do I want to see this?
So in your social media expertise, Papa G, do you follow any kind of a certain schedule for your postings, or is it just devil
may care? Well, first of all, many of the platforms will tell you, there's all this analytics that will tell you, hey, your particular followers are online at these times. This is the best time for you to post. We do it in the very first thing in the morning. This is for the business. We do it at 7 a.m. Everyone gets their free. This is on Aroma G's. That is aromags.com, by the way. But on YouTube, you get your morning tarot reading, your free morning tarot reading to the public. 7 a.m. 8 o'clock tells you, are we running a sale this week? 11 o'clock and 3 o'clock and 7 p.m. are just about whatever we want to talk about that day. Do we highlight a product or tell you or just give you information about something? Sometimes you're not even talking about a product. You may be in passing, but you're really just educating. So the most important thing is you should either educate, inform, or entertain. EIE. I think some people say that a different way, but whatever you're putting should either inform people, it should educate them, or it should entertain them. If it doesn't do one of those three, then don't do it.
You need to come up with one for O, so then it can be EIEIO.
I can't even think of an O on the top of my head. Oh, Oprah's favorite things. My stuff's on Oprah's. No.
That's going to be the new challenge, is to find something so that we can all go around.
You get a thing, and you get a thing, and you get a thing.
As everybody busts out a thesaurus, what the hell can we look up? We need something with an O.
This is our ostentatious post for the day. It comes out at midnight.
And, you know, one thing, too, and you probably didn't know this until now. You know, when I get up in the morning, I actually look for that first post from Aroma G's in the morning. The daily reading. I watch for it every morning. I have my coffee and my waking up moment sitting there watching the Aroma G's tarot pull. And
that's Lady B. That's not me. Every day for everyone. That's Lady B that does it every day, every single day, and uploads them for 7 a.m. So it's also on the website. There's a link if you don't feel like looking through YouTube for it. It is a short. YouTube short, but there's also a link on the Aroma G's website that says daily tarot readings. So you can go there too.
You know, Lady V is phenomenal, and I hope she will join us on the show sometime here soon. Oh, good night, I, Patricia. Thank you for joining. You know, there's something to be said, though, about the fact that, I mean, I kind of just called it out in passing, but that consistency. People start to, when you start to post and you start to post things, you know, in a series, like the morning tarot poll, people are going to start to look for that. People are going to start to expect that. And really don't get disheartened if you've done it for 3 days and you got one like.
Oh, yeah.
Don't get disheartened if you've done it for 3 weeks and you get two likes, maybe three. It takes time to build that consistency and to build that following on those posts.
And, you have to look at the mistakes you made with the post. People do usually read the first 10 words. So if you put something that no one cares about in those first 10 words, and they have to click more to actually find out what in the hell you're talking about, you're not going to get traction.
That's very true. And really to watch those sorts of things and track them is paramount to building your online content campaigns. You know, if you do, you know, the same, what's the definition of insanity, doing the same thing again and again and again, expecting different results. Don't be afraid to experiment. Switch things up a little bit. This didn't work. You tried it for a week. This kind of works. You try that for a week. This is really working. How can I apply this to what I was doing before? And how can I apply this to, you know, maybe it's, we'll just use the tarot pull as an example. Okay, so this is working really well for my tarot pull. How is this going to work for, you know, when I'm sitting on the porch later on at night with a glass of wine and just philosophizing about life? You know, look for those parallels.
And you talked about consistency. There's an example, a good example we were talking about today. Was we were doing these mini classes, 10-minute free classes in the store, and we were videotaping them. And there were some people that would come to me, and there were other times where there may have been one person listening. We did them every day, Saturday at 1 p.m. in the store, and we would videotape them, and you knew that the next day they would be on YouTube. On YouTube, they got tons of love. People are still commenting on them. But we got away from doing it because what I was telling them, the first part of the program was we're doing all these little spells for people with these same day, these chime candles, and it's making it where we're kind of like stuck here. I got to light these every single day, and you can't leave them because they're burning. And, oh, I can't go to the store and film this. So you have to prioritize what's best for your business. even if it means cutting out something that brings you a little bit of profit, to do something that's more important in the long haul. So we're working on returning back to these Saturday, 1 p.m. in the store, mini classes, 10-minute classes, and putting them back on YouTube.
And a lot of this just really speaks to that whole sense of building community. Like you're saying, you know, you're getting back to that, to those roots, rebuilding the community, sharing things out. That's one of the, at least in my estimation, one of the strongest things to keep in mind when you are especially in the spiritual community,
You also have to be able to divorce an idea. There may be something. It may be
very
a
good
process.
Point.
It may be an event. It may be something that you've done for a decade or something. But some things naturally just die, and you have to be able to let them go and move on to something else and evolve. But some people just hang on and hang on and hang on and beat a dead horse. And you have to be willing to reinvent yourself every once in a while. And sometimes that can be reinventing yourself by going back to the beginning.
You know, call it a rebirth, call it a reinvention, call it a reimagining, what have you.
A reboot.
A reboot. You know, whatever it takes for you to be comfortable in doing what you're doing, to build your brand and be true to the essence of what it is that you're trying to accomplish with your practice, your storefront, your online store, and really, most importantly, is building that community around that central notion of who you are.
And you can do that online on social media.
Very, very easily. The tools are there. You just have to be a little bold. It might take some, you know, some people, you know, they're okay taking those baby steps out of their comfort zone at first, and then it grows. Some people, you'll have to drag them kicking and screaming out of their comfort zone to really, you know, take that leap. But, you know, I'll share a couple anecdotes from some of the small business building courses that I teach, in that your comfort zone is where ideas go to die. And nothing ever grows from your comfort zone. Take those steps.
There's a lot of that advice, too. You'll find there's someone you can follow on. A lot of people don't like him. I love him. People look up Gary V.
Gary Vaynerchuk.
Gary Vaynerchuk, which is, I mean, I like it because he's kind of like me about how he talks to people. It's like, it'll just kick your ass.
Right. That's actually why I like him.
Yeah, there was a video recently where one says, we're out building a brand. We're teaching people about blah, 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 blah. And he says, how many posts are you putting out a day? Yeah, we're building a brand. He said, how many posts are you putting out a day? And then the husband comes up. And he says, we're trying to tell people we're starting a movement. He said, how many posts are you putting out a day? Well, one a week. He's like, what the hell are you talking about? You're not going to tell anybody about anything.
Yeah, Gary V is definitely one to watch for branding and getting that message out there. Kind of glad you brought him up. I, I, I actually was looking for a place to squeeze that in. But, you know, I do have to say that you, up there in Nashville, you really have built a hell of a template for anybody to take inspiration from when they are working on building their spiritual, magical, witchy businesses.
But that one thing you've got to remember about that too, August Rummages will be 24 years old. There was a decade with no paycheck. There were 10 years where we didn't get paid to be in that business. It's just paid to build the business. Roy, of course, also had a job with the state at the time. But, you know, it was a long haul vision. And it was just the two of us. Now there are 14 of us. But yeah, 10 years, no paycheck.
And that honestly, that's a very kind of salient point, I suppose, that can be made about, you know, being patient with putting yourself out there. You know, you're not going to reinvent the wheel in 3 blog posts, 2 Facebook memes, and a tweet.
No.
It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, post every day.
Be consistent. Be consistent. Post every day. Be bold. Take those steps that lead you out of your comfort zone, and it will continue to grow.
Take risks. Don't be afraid to cut the fat and also to get rid of bad ideas or repurpose them, reinvent them.
I don't know if anybody's seen, but we did come up with something for EIEIO, and I wanted to get that in here before we finished. We got educational, inspirational, entertaining, informative, or original.
Original. Mm-hmm. Hopefully all of it would be original.
The fact that EIEIO has been such a huge part of the latter half of the show has been wonderful. But, you know, we're actually, oh, wow, we are at the end of the show. Oh, my gosh. That's all the time we have for tonight, Papa G.
Well, me or Patricia will not be singing EIEIO, but you and James can do it to lead us out if you want.
Well, you know, everybody, I hope you've enjoyed your time with us this evening. I hope you've had some valuable takeaways. You know, until we meet again, let's keep that magic alive. Take us out, Reverend James.
Thank you, Reverend Art, and thank you, Papa G of Aroma G's Botanica and FolkMagicStudio.com in Nashville, Tennessee, for being our guest this week. We invite you to join us next week as Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places goes international with our special guest all the way from Romania will be Balkan Diviner with a discussion on the folklore of Romania. We've come to the end of this episode of Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, on the LMC Radio Network. You can find Reverend Art at FolkConjure.com, on the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com, on readersandrootworkers.com, and on Hoodoo Psychics Thursdays and Fridays from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and Saturdays and Sundays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm your announcer, Reverend James, joining you from FolkConjure.com in North Carolina. Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places can be heard every week live on Blog Talk Radio at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and the shows are available in archive via mysticsmages.com/radio show and on the Lucky Mojo Forum. From all of us at Mystics and Mages, I'd like to thank you for being here. Be sure to follow at Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places on Facebook and at Mystics, Mages, Magical Places on Instagram for updates and news. We'll be back next week at this same time. Come sit a spell. Wink, wink. Relax and enjoy the show. We've only just begun. Thanks, everybody. Good night. EIEIO.
Papaji, thank you so much for being here with us tonight. Please come back whenever you would like.
Thank you. Okay,
and,
now, tell everyone now, when you hang up from here, go post something.
That was perfect, because that literally was the last thing online.
Oh, good.
I'm pretty sure, because it went from 1 second to zero right after you said, go post something. Okay.
Okay.